Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You got all that? Also, nice big short quote in there, Tyler Biederbaugh. He helped us out with the open today. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score on a Friday. Not just any Friday. This is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And this is a Packers Week Friday. We turn it up a notch because, well, we can't do it outside. It's freezing. So we are bringing the energy to you. And for all of the Matt LaFleur, Ben Johnson, he said, remember that time you said this? Well, remember that time you said this? He doesn't even go here.
I don't even know him.
Exactly. All of that. The real actual head-to-head matchup in this game is incredibly compelling. The real key matchup. It's not secret. It's not subtle. It is absolutely a test. It is Micah Parsons knowing how to run all over a field against Caleb Williams, who knows how to run over a field to get out of a sack. So who's it going to be? Is it going to be Houdini, or is it going to be the dude who got traded to Green Bay, whose former owner calls him Michael? I'm not sure, but if there was ever a test, this is the mano a mano that actually matters on Sunday.
I think it is, because the Bears have a recovering defense, right? The Green Bay Packers defense, it has gotten stronger and stronger as the season has gone on. And then you look at the fact that Caleb Williams has, to me anyway, become this sort of X factor in that I know some things to be true. When we talk about living in the known, I know the Bears can run the football. I know the Bears can create turnovers on defense. I know what Jordan Love's record is when he turns the football over as opposed to when he does not.
Yeah.
7-0, by the way, when he does not turn over. 1-3-1 when he does turn over. What I don't know is, what will Caleb Williams do? I think he'll be clutch because he's been clutch all season when it mattered most. But I also know that Micah Parsons is a problem, and apparently, he's chosen this specific week against a team that he's never faced the quarterback before to act like he's been embedded in the Packers-Bears rivalry his whole life.
It's pretty hilarious, and we'll hear that a little bit later on. But this man has been, like, he's red hot right now. He has had 6 sacks in his last 3 games, 4.5 in the last 2, if you want to break it down like that, 12.5 on the overall. I'm already thinking about the specific matchup, because he will line up on the Bears' left side, which is at least on first and second downs, from everything that I have studied and heard out of Green Bay and seen. He'll be there on first and second. Yeah, he will move around a little bit on third down, but beware. I love these tests that have been happening for the left side of the line. Ozzie Trapillo, who I assume, I don't have any reason to think it's not going to be Ozzie Trapillo again starting at left tackle over Theo Benedet. I mean, it wouldn't be a shocker if it was Benedet. Benedet could see the field. Cole Kmet's going to be blocking a lot. Colston Loveland's going to be blocking a lot. This man has to be accounted for. And the other big thing is, and I hate to keep pounding people over the head with this, but it is necessary, Caleb Williams still holding the ball a league high 3.08 seconds. That must get better. And there have been times where it has gotten better, like against, I think it was you, Mark. Was it you, Marshall, that brought this up? The Pittsburgh game?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe yesterday, where he had improved vastly in that game. Going to need more of that from Caleb Williams, and probably will need to do more with the football in the first couple of quarters than he did last week in that excellent win over Philadelphia.
Here's the thing. The good side of this is, if you want to shut down your doubters, if you want to show improvement, if you want to show how for real this team is, if you really want to improve the passing game, this is the absolute best test to be able to do so on the road in Green Bay, one of those primetime afternoon games where everybody's watching, against an incredibly motivated Micah Parsons, who we know can close in a hurry. The other point that we want to make, too, is it's not just Caleb Williams holding the ball for too long. We've talked about the completion percentage this week. Parsons also has 53 pressures. You know, it's not just the sacks that he's converting on. It's how he is disruptive, seemingly, on any snap he wants to be. So, for the Bears who have rotated left tackles, you know, this is, you've done a lot with your offensive line when it comes to punching it up the gut. You had a suitable game against Jalen Carter, but you are going to have to dial it up a notch even more when you consider this Green Bay defense, who I still contend was top five in the league prior to Parsons getting there.
It's been interesting to see how he's kind of worked in there, and like how long was it going to take him to, and it's funny, I'm acting like it was going to be some hard and fast rule of like, how do we use Micah? Like, he's Micah Parsons. You put him out there and wind him up like a wind up toy and let him go to work.
He'll show you.
Yeah, exactly. And so to see teams be able to beat the Packers, it's usually because they can't get enough offense any given week. That's how the Packers have gotten where they were. That's why I go back to that Dallas game. And if you watched it, you were like, what is happening? How is this even? Why are they scoring so many points on the Packers? And I had to like tip my hat to the, you know, Dak Prescott being a top five quarterback probably in the NFL.
That's it.
And that offense being so good when they have healthy bodies able to do stuff. But at the same time, as the season has gone on, much like Ben Johnson talked about his team being at its best in the month of December, I think we're also seeing a Packers team that has gotten to the best version of itself. And that's what makes it so fascinating, that within the span of a couple of weeks, these two teams are going to see each other twice at each other's places.
The Bears have won five in a row. The Packers have won three in a row. So you're absolutely right. I mean, they're both hitting the peaks of their season. And by the way, the Packers' three-game winning streak comes right after the sky was falling. I mean, they lost two in a row. Matt LaFleur couldn't call plays. And now, I don't know where Packers fans are now with all of that. I'm sure they haven't moved off of it too much. But obviously, they're in a good place. And I do want to point out, too, that while Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary are both guys who need a lot of attention, it ain't just a two-man team. We talked yesterday in one of my reports, I don't think it was with you guys, talked about the two safeties, Xavier McKinney and Evan Williams, who've been red hot and love to stop the run. I think of Jaquan Brisker when I think of those guys. They're very willing tacklers. Isaiah McDuffie, the linebacker, at 12 tackles against Detroit. And then I think the biggest deal going on right now for their defense is a guy that they are without. Defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt is hurt. He was kind of low-key one of their really, like, one of the guys that the defense started with on the interior, had four sacks. That's a big loss for the Green Bay Packers this week.
It is, but as we mentioned, and they have been very vague with their injury report to the point of almost humor with the 18-player list. Our segment on Raheem Harrison-Grody, as we talk about the real matchup between the Packers and the Bears.
All this other stuff is fun, though, Layla. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like, the coaching stuff.
It's why we do this stuff.
It's why we do this stuff, but we're going hard on the actual game today.
Now, it is that type of day. Our segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. It's also a little different when the guy who runs all over the field after quarterbacks, as we just mentioned, seems to be It sounds like he could be talking about any team, but the problem is it sounds like he could be talking about any team, and it's Micah Parsons. Thanks to our friends from WFRV, Local 5 Sports in Green Bay, for this from Micah Parsons.
Rivalries are for the people. It's for the fans. For me, it's just going out there and just dominating. Like, I just don't like them just because, you know, I just see, like, the disrespect that comes with things, you know. And that's why I say I play for respect, like, when you know how to earn someone's respect, it's beat out of them. Like, there's no better feeling than coming in the game and their best players is coming up to you like, yeah, like, okay. Like, that's like respect. You know what I mean? Like,
in what ways do they show disrespect?
They tell you, hell of a job. You got to go out there and take it. Like, respect is something that's earned, and these people want to come here and they want to meet us in our house, and, you know, we got to eventually go there. That's, you know, if someone comes on your lawn, what would you say? So, you know, it's that type of, it's a respect thing. Like, you know, especially losing a couple games at home and the way we lost them in a fashion. Like, you know, I think we have to come together as a defense to get our respect back. And it starts this Sunday.
Is the respect thing what Ben said about Matt LaFleur before the season, or is there something else that you felt?
No, I don't care what Ben said. I wasn't even a Cowboy. I mean, I wasn't even a Packer when Ben said that. It's just me, like, who I am and what I stand for and where I want this defense to stand for. You know, I told him today, like, there's not too many times in life you get to control your own destiny. And we can do that this week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, let me tell you something. I went from being like, oh, okay, motivated by what he was saying, like, okay, hype man, to being confused about what he was saying, to being like, okay, this is going to be a problem for the Bears.
When he said these people...
When
he said these people, I was like, interesting, Micah Parsons.
What people? Because he clarified on the follow-up question, like, it's the Bears. And I'm like, wait, what do you know about the Bears?
I think when he says these people...
Does it matter?
I heard... Probably not. I heard him speaking in generalities right there. He's talking about these people that come into our place and want to beat us. I think that's what he's saying. Like, there's no, as you just said, he's never played the Bears. Like, there's no animosity with Micah Parsons towards the Bears.
It sounded like there was animosity.
But there's not. There can't be.
Because I think it's just animosity for the other team.
Exactly. I think he's speaking in general. And then at the very end, he probably said what he should have started with. Look, guys, we control our own destiny. You know what I mean? Like, he throws in one of those at the end.
I think I understand part of why he's saying what he's saying. I think if you look at the Packers schedule and you go back to the fact that they lost back-to-back home games to Carolina and the Eagles, back-to-back games at home, I think he's trying to put up the flag and plant it and say, this is our home. We ain't doing that no more, because two of their three losses came at their place. And he's trying to establish, I think, I don't know if you want to call it a culture or a vibe, that's not happening this week. And that's what like I said, that's scary to me, because he's the guy who's capable of being a game wrecker.
I mean, he wanted to make a statement when they had their first meeting against the Lions, and you saw how that happened. They wanted to make a statement on Thanksgiving. Jordan Love throws four touchdown passes. We saw what happened there. that's the part of this for me. The NFC North may not be as overall winning as we've seen in the past, but when it comes to the fact that Packers are 2-0 against the Lions, if you had told me that to begin this year, I wouldn't have believed it. And part of it is because of what he can do. That's why this is so crucial for this team. Like, Caleb Williams can call himself Houdini, but the biggest person you need to escape is Micah Parsons. And as we've seen, dominant pass rushers have had some success, as we know, against this Bears team. Going back to the game that Grody hates, 25-24 over the Raiders, that was the Max Crosby game. Caleb Williams only sacked once on the scorebook. But when you look at how disruptive he was to the Bears' passing plan in that game, you can see why it's such a big issue in this one. We're going to get back to this segment at 10:45 and get into a little bit more about the details in this specific matchup and in the fourth quarter. But we wanted to make some time to go behind enemy lines. Before then, we got to tell you who is helping out with our show today on Rahimi Harrison Grody. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Breaking news on the score when we have it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Our producer, Ray Diaz, manning the ones and twos and working for us. Grant Leader is helping us out today as well. One of our producers, Brandon Fryer, does the same. You can catch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis are our video team. And you can text us and call us, which you have been doing, at 312-644-6767. And you can even watch us internationally live on YouTube. YouTube is the address. 670 The Score is us. We'll be back with former Packers kicker Mason Crosby to talk about what's going on in Green Bay, maybe shed a little more light on the comments that from a very fired up Green Bay locker room yesterday. So we'll do that next on Rahimi Harrison Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.